Track 15, and this is our final track for today. I thought I'd just have a look at Tynmouth 50 years ago, the column produced by Christina Civita of the Teen Heritage Centre. And this extract is taken from Friday, January the 18th, 1974. Now in his 94th year, Mr. Frederick Skinner of the Mount Shaldon, then aged 12, had to take the farmer's 6 bullocks to market. After walking with the bullocks, he went with the farmers to an inn for lunch, which consisted of 2 penneth of bread and cheese, as much as he could possibly eat, and a mug of ale for a penny. Then he thought he was quite a man at 12, so he bought a clay pipe for a halfpenny, a penneth of tobacco, and a halfpenny box of matches, and he had a penny change out of the sixpence. Well, we don't believe in Blues Monday here or any other blues day, but just in case you're not feeling quite as smile as you should be, here's a few jokes to close today's recording. Did you know that you can have flu in both an affirmative and a negative manner? Sometimes the eyes have it, and sometimes the nose.
Russian dolls are terrible. I always find that they're completely full of themselves.
Last night, my friends were all saying how stingy I was. I decided to prove them wrong and bought them a beer. They still weren't grateful, though. Turned out they wanted one each.
Don goes to the doctor as he can't stop angrily shouting A-E-I-O-U at everyone he meets. The doctor diagnoses him with irritable vowel syndrome.
And finally, Tom, Dick and Harry are talking about their children. My son was born on St George's Day, says Tom, so I decided to call him George. That's a coincidence, says Harry. My son was born on St Valentine's Day, so I decided to call him Valentine. That's certainly a coincidence, said Dick, because exactly the same thing happened with my son, Pancake. And that really does bring us to the end of today's recording. We hope, as always, that you've been able to enjoy the news that we brought you today. And it's time for us to say our farewell. So farewell from Charmaine.
Goodbye.
From Lorna.
Bye.
From our engineer, Ken.
Goodbye.
And farewell from me, Brian. Please, as always, do look after yourselves. Until next time. Bye.